Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app. We're streaming live on YouTube, and we're living dangerously because it is time for Competition Wednesday. Competition Wednesday this week on a Tuesday because Anthony is going to be out this Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And so we had to do this before he left, and this is... This is going to be painful for me potentially in a couple of ways. Because one, Anthony, let's quickly run through the results of last week. Then we will make our picks for divisional wildcard weekend. And before I make each pick, I'm going to have to eat some of the wings that folks on YouTube can now see. I created a wing cam over here. And yes, that is Ninja Napalm. One of the sauces from Hot Ones that is considered a, let's see, where they have their heat scale. I believe this is a 7 out of 10. These are both sauces that have appeared before Da Bomb. So there's 7th out of 10 sauces on Hot Ones. And so that's this group of wings right here. And then over here, I have, this one says 4 out of 5 heat. So this is Ginger Goat Tropic Star. It has mango, lemongrass, and star anise in it. So I'm going to eat before making one of my picks a wing out of one of these and then a wing out of the other before making my second pick because there's only four games this weekend, Anthony.
Oh, yeah.
There was some blue cheese over here. I'm lactose intolerant. That's not going to help me. So this is what I get for losing multiple weeks of hot wings being the punishment on the wheel of death that's over there. It's actually the wheel of mediocre punishment. They call them the wings of death on Hot Ones, Anthony. So the good thing is I'm not getting to the death part. The part where everyone dies is the wings that are after this. The Da Bomb, which is just a terrible sauce that is both hot and has no redeeming culinary qualities. Compared, you know, everyone who eats it is like, this tastes like garbage and it's melting my face. Nor the two sauces beyond that. So I think I'm going to be okay. I've been enjoying one that's a 5 out of 10 at home, but who knows just how much extra heat we're going to get here. But Anthony, I actually have more bad news for me first. Last week's results.
Oh, man, don't tell me you went 0-for again.
Anthony, I did, which you shouldn't even get to celebrate because you went 1-2. We were terrible on the games that we picked, which is hilarious because I think I might, had I picked your games, I think I would have done better picking your games, and I don't know how it would have gone if we flipped. But okay. You got the first pick, and you were able to ultimately set kind of the slate here.
Well, boo-hoo, Craig. You lost again.
Had I picked your games, just based off of what I did on the Monday show, I think I would have went 2-1. But alas, I went 0-3 because I had the Chargers -3. They lost outright. I had Pittsburgh covering 9.5. They didn't do that, right? Nope.
Lost by 14.
They lost by 14. You had the Chargers covering. You had Denver covering as well. So you started 0-2. I had Pittsburgh and then... Oh, wait, hold on. Wait, Anthony, I might have this backwards. Because I... No, we actually tied. I take that back. We tied. Oh!
Where's the tiebreaker?
We didn't have a tiebreaker.
Ah!
Because it's the playoffs. Oh my God. Okay, I feel better now.
Hold on a little bit. How do we tie?
So you had the Chargers minus three. That's 0-1. I had Pittsburgh plus 9.5. Denver plus 8.5 for you. You then had Philly minus the 4.5. So you got the Philly game right.
Yes,
I got Washington right. And then I lost on Minnesota last night. Had Minnesota won, I would have gone 2-1. But Minnesota got whacked. And thus, that brings us to divisional weekend, where there are four games. I need to get a line for the... Actually, I need to just pull up the lines for all of these. But Anthony, because you won most recently when we didn't tie, you get first pick.
First pick, I'm going to take the Ravens over the Bills. I think the Ravens are going to win this game by more than one. So give me the Ravens, minus one.
Okay. Simple enough. Anthony's just going for the big game right off the bat. Baltimore minus one. All right, hold on. I have too many things open at this point. Okay. Competition Wednesday. AH. Baltimore minus one. Okay. Should I eat a ninja napalm or a ginger goat first? I think ginger, I don't know. They're both potentially pretty
intense. I think you should do the napalm one because I think that's the one I smell. Like I smell the wings through the glass.
Yeah, I think it's that one. All right. Bon appetit, everybody.
Uh-oh.
Ninja napalm.
It goes Craig. Good gracious, Craig. You took a vicious bite, man.
That's hot.
It's hot?
It tastes good, but that's hot.
I think you're turning
I'm starting to sweat immediately. That's good, though. And buddy, I'm hungry.
I hope you have your taste buds intact after you finish these wings. And I think you are hungry because you're not taking any prisoners, Craig. You are doing the damn thing over there. You are crushing, my sir.
I'm going home later this week to see my parents and make my father proud. Not leaving meat on this, but that's actually more than I normally would, but I'm on camera right now. I'm not gonna be a savage.
Ah,
that's hot. I've got some feeling to it. I'm definitely sweating.
Hey, yo, this is actually hilarious.
What's my heart rate right now? There's no chance. Man, my heart rate's at 90 right now.
Let's see how you do, man.
That's got some smoke, boys and girls. Whoo, it is. It continues to grow. All right.
Would you like some water?
I have some. I'm just going to be a boss. Kansas City, minus 7.5. I think Houston's terrible. I know what they did last week. Good gracious. I know what they did last week. I know their defense is really good. But Mahomes won't make some of the same mistakes that Herbert did. I think Kansas City's offense has actually turned a corner. Give me the Chiefs, minus 7.5. Anthony, your pick. Okay, I lied. I'm going to take a little bit of water.
You're struggling over there. I see it.
I still have to do a radio show. I could be a hard ass about it. I'm going to be a hard ass about it. I'm putting the cap back on my water.
Okay, Craig. Yeah.
Anthony, make your pick.
All right.
Are you going Washington?
This next game.
Are you going Philly and the Rams?
I think I'm going to take the Commanders to cover the minus 10, Craig. Minus 10 is crazy.
That's an enormous number. That's a stupid...
Did it open up as a 21-point favorite?
No, not 21.
Oh, that was fake. Okay, I thought I read some fake news then. It probably was.
You must have read some fake news. It was 8.5 earlier in the week. I picked him to cover on Monday at 8.5. I definitely take 10. Why is this getting hotter as I talk?
Dude, my eyes are like burning over here because of, I guess, how strong it is.
I definitely put a fair amount of sauce on that wing, too. I sauce these things proper. All right, so I've got, first I have to eat one of these ginger goat wings.
Oh, yeah.
Bon appetit, everybody.
Woo! I hope this one calms you down a little bit.
Also, I just realized that you haven't been on the screen, so I apologize to everyone who wants to see Anthony. We're back on the screen now.
All right.
Ginger goat is the flavor. It's apparently 4 out of 5 on the little flame scale.
I mean, I'm going to pick a football game.
It goes nothing, man. This guy is over here. He's been a trooper. He hasn't drank any water. He doesn't have any sauce like ranch or blue cheese because he's lactose. So he's short on that. But man, uh-oh. How's that one? Is it bad? Is it as bad as the napalm?
It's hot. That's a delicious flavor. I did bring fries. So, like, I did get fries. That way I can eat some of those, and thus I'm not going to be messed up for the rest of the show. But, although Anthony, like, suddenly answered the phone. I'm like, is there a medic calling? What caused Anthony to just go answer the phone? Mm. All right. Since Anthony can't talk into a microphone, one of us has to. I'm going to take the Rams to cover 6.5. Oh, there it goes. Now we're getting some real heat. I'm going to take 6.5 is a big number. I know it's a shorter week for the Rams, but the one thing, this could go either way, because I actually think that the Rams pass rush could negate some of the offensive line play of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Ooh, that's a bold statement.
But there's also a chance that it goes the other way around, that the Eagles' offensive line negates the Rams' pass rush, making their defense kind of useless. And then what can they do defensively? Or what can they do offensively to try to keep up with Philly? I would say the other part of this... Sorry, I have sauce on my lips. Which is what I was actually really afraid of. Got to make sure I don't get anything in my eyes. What was I saying? I understand hot ones on a fundamental level now that I did not.
You were
before.
Talking about...
Trenches. The Rams. So the Rams are fine just throwing the ball underneath to Puka all day and let him run over people. The Eagles want you to throw it short. So that's a fun... Like, this game is a very, very fun chess match. And Sean has struggled against Vic Fangio in the past. So definitely going to be interesting. Okay, I did it. Those are our picks. I'm going to finish these chicken wings. I'm going to eat some of these fries to cool down, if you will. But I'm gonna eat one more each of each wing. Anthony, you want to try some?
No.
Fine.
Well, I don't know. How's the garlic? I'm not trying the napalm one because that one looks insanely hot.
This one I don't feel like was as hot, and it was deliciously flavorful.
I might go with the garlic one. I'm not going
it's
with
not, It's not garlic, though. It's ginger curry.
Oh, ginger curry goat,
it's,
right?
Yeah, it's ginger goat is the flavor. It's really good. But anyway, I'm gonna keep eating wings. And then when we get back, you're going to hear from Dan Quinn and Jaden Daniels. So that's that. And hopefully next time, Anthony has to spin that wheel and do something dumb. Because this, I'm glad it was entertaining. This is exactly what I had in mind, I will say. Like, I'm hurting a little bit, but this is a mediocre punishment. I'm sweating. It's definitely hard to think straight, but it was hopefully still entertaining. And if it wasn't, at least you're not eating very, very hot wings and your lips aren't on fire and you still have an hour of radio to do. It's Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app.